your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord in the voice of triumph. Father, we love you. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you. Privilege of being called your own. The privilege of relationship. Breathe upon the service today. Let not one person live here the same way they have come. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Somebody say a loud amen. Say a louder amen. Give the Lord a bigger clap as you take your seat. Hallelujah. Everybody excited to be in this service today, say amen. In the year 2024, we had a total of 838 children dedicated. Out of that, we had 20 sets of twins. Houses dedicated, cars dedicated in their numbers. Give the Lord a big clap and a louder shout of praise. A bigger, bigger clap and the loudest shout of praise. And today in this morning service, we have 12 nations. Cameroon, Canada, Germany, Ghana, Italy, Malawi, Pakistan, Sweden, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, United States of America, Zimbabwe are all in attendance in this service this morning. To God be all the praise in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Very, very quickly, we have come for Thanksgiving, and I'll be considering the subject very sharply, your praise and your wholeness. This will be part two. Your praise and your wholeness, part two. Psalm 92, verse 1, all the way to verse 2. It said, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. We are here for the end of the year Thanksgiving service. It's clear from scripture that thanking God is a good thing to do. Why is that so? I mentioned three things in the first service. That we do that in recognition of his help in the course of the year. In appreciation of his blessing in our lives. And in our kindness and goodness, giving God what belongs to him. For the sake of time, I'm going to go straight to the three we have for this service. Please refer back to the first service for the first three. Why are we giving thanks to God? Number one, for the service, which is number four actually overall. It is in remembrance of his diverse benefits towards our lives. This Thanksgiving, end of the year Thanksgiving, is critical in remembrance of his diverse benefits towards our lives. To confirm that we have not forgotten. You see, one of the easiest things for people is to forget. Forget what people did for them. Forget what God did for them. It's a 103, verse 1. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits,
Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? How many of you have ever done anything for somebody and they behave like they didn't remember? Plenty. Wanted to let God know we did not forget. We have not forgotten how we were before we entered the year. We have not forgotten how we would have aspired before now, if not for your mercy. In remembrance. Number two is in obedience to his instructions to give thanks. There is an instruction. We are doing this in obedience to his instruction to give thanks for the sake of his goodness. There's a standing instruction. In Psalm 107 verse 1 and in verse 2, Psalm 107 verse 1, he said, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy," in obedience of his instruction to give thanks for the sake of his goodness. Psalm 136 and in verse 1 to verse 4. Psalm 136, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever." Hallelujah. We do that in obedience of his instruction to give thanks for the sake of his goodness. His instruction, there is a standing instruction to give thanks to God for the sake of his goodness to our lives. He's good. Finally, we give thanks in recognition of our helplessness and his almightiness in all we have seen in our lives. Our helplessness. We give thanks to God because it wasn't our powerfulness that gave us results. In recognition of our helplessness as against his almightiness in all we've seen in our lives, especially this year. In Psalm 44 verse 3, he said, "They got not the land in possession, for they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them. But your right hand and thine arm, and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them." It's not because of my talent that I am here. It's not because of my eloquence. It's not because of your wisdom that you are alive. Like we just heard in that song, it's not because of your carefulness that you have not died. It's in recognition. It's his almightiness. So recognizing that we have not been responsible for the results of our lives, we give thanks to God. And when we do so, what do we expect? Two things I mentioned in the first service, they are constant. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19, he said, "Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee." Alright, okay, Jeremiah 30, 19. "And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. And I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small." If we give thanks, thanksgiving will lead to multiplication and glorification. Multiplication and glorification in life. That is, whatever you are thanking God for multiplies. And God glorifies your life. He dignifies your life. He glorifies your life. And I'll glorify them, and they shall not be small. Number two, Malachi chapter 2 verse 2. He said, if you will not hear and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already because you did not lay it to heart. What is the meaning of that? Thanksgiving stabilizes and establishes the blessing of God in our lives. Stabilization and establishment. I will bless your blessings if you give me thanks. I will curse your blessings if you fail to give me thanks. I will curse them. I will curse them. Your blessings will not be cursed in Jesus' name. Now, beyond this, our thanksgiving has effect on our lives. Our wholeness, our health, our well-being. I mentioned 3 points in the first service. I'm going to mention 3 in this service for the sake of time. What will praise do? Thanksgiving is an intricate part of praise. What is the effect of your praise on your life? Number one, praise dissipates the presence of evil. This is more like the fourth point on the effect of praise on wholeness. It dissipates the presence of evil. Praise carries a deliverance climate. It carries a deliverance climate. Psalm 32 verse 7. For he said, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from evil. With what? Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Songs, praise carries a deliverance climate. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 23. When the evil spirit tormented Saul, David played with the instrument, and that cleared the evil spirit out of his life by the power of praise. Praise dissipates the presence of evil, carries a deliverance climate. Secondly, praise is key to strength and vitality. Strength. He said in Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10b, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The release of praise is the trigger for strength. Many are not aware of the secret of some of the secrets of our strength. But a life that basks in worship, in thanksgiving, in praise. Depression deprives. It deprives of strength. Depression deprives of strength. Show me people who sleep depressed. They wake up weak. Too weak to leave the bed. Too weak to come out of the room. They prefer to hide under the cover of darkness. Depression is a climate of oppression. And today, I cast out that spirit in Jesus' precious name. Praise is key to strength. Number three, praise is proof of faith. And faith makes whole. Praise is proof of faith. Faith makes whole. Psalm 106 and in verse 12. Then believed they his words, and then they sang his praise. Romans 4:20. He said, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Strong faith gives glory to God. And concerning the woman with the issue of blood, Matthew 9:22, the Matthew version, he said, but Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Faith makes whole. Hallelujah. I see somebody becoming whole this morning. Every sickness and every affliction in your body shall be cleared out this morning. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. I mentioned three requirements for praise in the first service, and these are constant. Number one, joyfulness is needed. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye lands. Joyfulness. Joyless praise is noiseful nuisance. Joyfulness. Number two is thankfulness, which is what we are talking about. A thankful person must end up a praiseful person. Number three is holiness. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. There is the ugliness of iniquity, but there is the beauty of holiness. Well then, everywhere you are today, you know that as the year is coming to an end, you need mercy from God, forgiveness for your sins. You want today to mark a new day in your life. Wherever you are, pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You pray that prayer. Can you wave your hand? Let me see you. Excellent. Stand up on your feet and rush to the front here. Be the first to come. I'll give you the count of 10. Songs of celebration are on while we go. Alright, you are ready? Okay, just let them come out first. Just hold on. Yes.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul.
One.
Lord, every breath that I take, every moment I wake, Lord, adore me. Lord, I give you.
Lord, I give you my heart.
I give you my
three.
Soul. I live for you.
Four.
I live for you.
Lord, five. You want to rededicate your life to Christ? At the count of 10 again, rush to the front. You want to rededicate your life to Christ? Break addictions of tobacco, marijuana, and everything. Quickly run forward here. Again, one.
I've got my mind made.
Two.
Now when I want to turn back, cause I want to see my Jesus.
Three.
Someday.
Four.
I've got my mind made up. And I would
five.
Turn back, cause I want to see my Jesus.
I've got my mind made up,
and I won't turn back.
So
see my Jesus.
Goodbye, 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 world. Goodbye, world.
you goodbye pleasure. As I
stay,
stay no longer with you.
Say,
I paid all my time to go this way for the rest of my life.
I paid
all my time to go this way for the rest of my life.
Hallelujah. Father, we give you the praise and we give you the honor in Jesus' precious name. Place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Today it is my decision to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. In Jesus' name, amen.